From ABC News, I'm Kate Dorton, and this is World News This Morning, Wednesday, August 25th, 1982. Good morning. The PLO continues to withdraw from Beirut to the familiar sound of gunfire as the fighters take their leave. ABC's Jim Hickey reports from Beirut.
The shooting you hear are Palestinians firing rifles and rockets into the air as the PLO is evacuated here through the port of Beirut. It is a traditional PLO salute. As the convoy of trucks passes through this checkpoint, they are watched over by representatives from four separate armies. U.S. Marines who arrived here early this morning have joined French soldiers in supervising the evacuation.
ABC's Kenneth Walker, also in Beirut, has a report on backup for those U.S. Marines.
Under present plans, the Marines will remain in and take control of the port where much of the PLO evacuation has occurred. But if the Marines should encounter hostilities, another 1,000 troops will wait in reserve aboard U.S. Sixth Fleet ships at sea. And since the Americans came ashore with only small arms and mortars, if heavier fire becomes necessary, American officials here say naval planes and gunboats could provide it. Kenneth Walker, ABC News, Beirut.
Sources in Washington indicate the administration is considering sending military advisors to Lebanon once the current crisis ends. I'll have more after this.
This cute new hygienist who cleaned my teeth told me in no uncertain terms how badly stained my teeth were from tobacco. Well, I was thinking about asking her out. But after that, I was just too embarrassed.
Topol Smoker's Tooth Polish, a special combination of polishing agents and a rich foaming cleaner formulated to help remove ugly yellow tobacco stains. Extensive laboratory research has proven Topol gentle enough to be used instead of regular toothpaste.
Since I've been using Topol, the tobacco stains just don't build up.
Topol, fluoride in the red package, mint flavor in the blue.
Need another bucket of water, Nick?
Oh, no, I need help. It's my back.
Oh, dear, I knew you shouldn't have tried washing the car. And the party's tonight.
What about some Doane's pills?
You took the words right out of my mouth. I'll get them.
Good advice. Doane's pills for temporary relief of simple backache pain due to overexertion, stress, or strain. Use only as directed.
How are you feeling, dear?
Fit as can be. And ready for our first guest, thanks to Doane's pills.
Hi, come on.
President Reagan returns to the ranch today and the rest of his vacation. Last night, Mr. Reagan joined in another million-dollar GOP fundraiser in Los Angeles. He hinted during his appearance that he just might indeed veto that $14 billion supplemental money bill that is supposed to keep the federal government going through the rest of the fiscal year. If he does veto the bill, you can expect an override attempt on Capitol Hill. Indictments are expected against New York Congressman Fred Richman. They reportedly will be revealed today. Richman has been associated with income tax, campaign finance, and drug charges. His office has no comment on one report that he will plead guilty to some charges and resign from the Congress. If you live on the East Coast and you happened to be looking up last night, you just might be one of those people who called local police to say that we were being invaded from outer space. Not so. Don Cook, an expert from Philadelphia's Fells Planetarium, gives a probable explanation for the incredible light show in the sky.
It seems likely that this was a piece of meteoritic debris. We just finished up the major meteor shower of the year that ran roughly from the 8th of August through the 18th. And it's very possible that there still is junk out there in space that the Earth has run into on its orbit around the sun.
Scientist Cook calls the show nature's fireworks. The Pentagon said to be planning a little show the flag exercise in the Persian Gulf state of Oman. The Washington Post says there are plans for military maneuvers in Oman this fall designed to show how rapid the rapid deployment force is. In El Salvador, U.S. Ambassador Dean Hinton is calling for greatly increased U.S. financial aid to the country. Hinton says without it, El Salvador could go under entirely, and he also says the human rights record there is indeed improving. This is ABC News. As the recessionary shoe continues to pinch corporate feet, the Wall Street Journal says a lot of companies are looking for places to cut. And sometimes the cuts are in surprisingly small areas, on the theory that those little things add up. Troubled International Harvester, for instance, has cut magazine subscriptions for workers. A Pittsburgh corporation has eliminated its annual night at the ballpark. And a major supermarket firm has replaced paper copiers with smaller, models. Another note, one agency says, executive flights in first class are 1%. This is World News this morning. There will be some scattered showers and thunderstorms today from the eastern Gulf Coast to the middle Atlantic coast. Further north, look for rain over much of the northern Atlantic coast states. The stock exchange opened along Wall Street opens in a couple of hours, and analysts are watching to see what happens. Trading was at near record levels again yesterday. ABC Financial correspondent Philip Greer says we can probably expect to see more of the same today.
Wall Street is looking for more explosive trading, maybe some more profit-taking in today's session. The way things are going, the traders won't even mind. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gave up more than 16 points, but more stocks were up on the day than down. For the most part, there's also encouragement in the business news. Inflation and interest rates both coming down to balance off the sour sales reports from Detroit. And for icing, the second straight day with trading of more than 100 million shares. Philip Greer, ABC News, New York.
The dollar's weaker again today against most major European currencies, and gold prices are down. U.S. steelmakers have been complaining that foreign producers are dumping their products on American markets at unfairly low prices. ABC's Stephen Aug says the Commerce Department today will issue a final report, which may dispute the conventional wisdom on that subject.
American steelmakers are finding out today just how heavily some European nations have been subsidizing the steel they export to the United States. These are the final figures from a lengthy government investigation into allegations made by U.S. steel firms that the Europeans were unfairly subsidizing exports. But, Kate, some sources say American steelmakers may be disappointed in the results. Reportedly, the investigations determine that the subsidies are not as heavy as preliminary figures given out some weeks ago. One result could be that American steelmakers may wind up accepting, after all, an agreement they rejected, one that would cut slightly European steel exports to the United States. Stephen Aug, ABC News, Washington.
Researchers who've been studying the people living near the Three Mile Island nuclear plant, site of a major accident 3 years ago, say there still are some people in the area who show the effects of stress arising from that accident. But researchers say most of the people around the plant seem to have handled the incident well and show little evidence of anxiety and no signs of adverse health effects from that anxiety. Laura Clark, the Houston great-grandmother who says she was growing marijuana to treat her arthritis, has been found guilty of growing the weed. A Houston jury said it just couldn't take her age into consideration in the guilty verdict, but ABC's Dennis Trout says Mrs. Clark's sentence won't be too severe.
The sentence was what Judge Michael McSpadden had promised even before the trial, unsupervised probation over a two-year period. Afterwards, Mrs. Clark suggested that fighting City Hall had not really been worth it. The facts of the case were not really much in dispute. Houston police found marijuana plants several feet high in Mrs. Clark's garden last May. She said she hadn't really known what they were. With the publicity it generated, the case became somewhat of an embarrassment for Houston authorities. The judge reportedly told friends that the whole case had been an election year nightmare. Asked about her plans now, Mrs. Clark said she'd return to gardening, but would plant nothing that even remotely resembled marijuana, not even radishes. Dennis Trout, ABC News, Houston.
Federal Judge Barrington Parker, who presided over the trial of would-be presidential assassin John Hinckley, says he's gotten about 1,500 letters, most of which blame him for the jury's verdict, finding Hinckley not guilty by reason of insanity. Parker says the public just doesn't understand that he, as a judge, is the interpreter and not the creator of the law. The mural commissioned for the Richard M. Nixon Library is almost ready. Artist Charles Schweitzer says the 10-foot by 25-foot mural features a motif of the phoenix rising out of the ashes. Now all they have to do is find a place for the library. That's World News this morning. For the ABC Information Network, I'm Kate Dorton.